Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. On the conversation tonight, Myra Chappell. Nadella set up a website to encourage people to donate money to the embattled Democrat. You know who that lady is, from Minnesota. And when questions were raised about a fundraising link on there, it instantly disappeared. I want to be a Republican. I want to be like a senator and say, let's behead Trump, and then get ridiculed for it. And then, oh, we need to go fundraiser for her. Really? I didn't like Obama, but I wasn't going to go ask to have his head chopped off. Also, Tammy Bruce, radio host and author, remarked that Democrats are clearly psychologically unprepared for Donald J. Trump to run against them in 2020 because they have no platform. They have nothing. All they're trying to do is make Trump look bad. And guess what? They don't have anybody. They need to be trying to find someone that can legitimately run. The only thing they have is there's a petition out there that they want Bernie Sanders to start a whole new party and say F the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is run by socialists. And I bet you the party that would come up, if it's not, it'd probably be like the Rainbow and Unicorn Party. The Rainbow and Unicorn Party of the Socialist Workers Party of America. Or like the Rainbow and Unicorn Socialistic Party or something. Who knows? Got to get them rainbows and unicorns in there. Oh, well. Also, somebody by the name of Danger McDonald was on Outnumbered with Fox News and said something that I've said many times, and it's nice to actually have someone in the mainstream media like Fox News actually get on there and someone say something. I'll get into what she said and why. Rotterdam mayor said that police stopped a van with Spanish license plates containing tons of gas bottles close to a venue where an American rock band was playing or going to play, and they had to cancel the show. We need more of that. We need more stuff like that to stop this terrorist crap. But something that happened in San Diego that a kid tried to do, that proves my point again and again. A 10-year-old boy is credited for saving his newborn baby and mother's life and didn't realize they're both in labor. I'm going to get into that. And also, the never-ending transfer window is coming to an end in a week. Where are we at? What do we got? What's going on with United? That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Colossians 5:13, NLT. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and my wife kind of had the day off because she only worked till like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever, so got to spend the afternoon together. We don't get to do that much, and it was a beautiful day out, and I hope you got to enjoy your day wherever you are around the world. But I wish I could ask for the beheading of a president and then get raked over the coals for it and try to, and people want me taken out of my seat as a senator and all this stuff, and then have people putting up websites trying to get money from me. Oh, we need to have, and as soon as this whole fundraising link came up on this website for that embattled Democrat that asked for the killing of Trump. It got taken down magically. And I'm sure it's probably up somewhere. If you know what to do and where to look, I'm sure it's probably hidden somewhere. But it magically got taken down so we couldn't see it. Go figure that one. That's Democrats for you, though. I mean, the only thing they have really going for them right now, honestly, is there is a petition out there, and this is gaining some momentum, and I think it could be a game changer for us, because they're asking Bernie Sanders to start a whole new party. Now, whether it's the Rainbow and Unicorn Socialistic Workers Party of America, and they want to be like North Korea and Cuba, or whatever the case, it's going to divide the Democratic Party even further, and we're going to unite as the Republican Party, because, see, the Republicans have something. Trump won because you had independents that are like, you know what? He's that independent, he's that guy I've been looking for that's not really a Democrat or a Republican, but he is a, not a politician. He's that strong independent candidate we always wanted, but was smart enough not to run as an independent and ran as a Republican. Unless you get the Bernie Sanders type person running. See, the Democrats, the way they'll win 2020 is if they get someone that's going to run for their political office as the Democratic candidate or whatever the new party is, running on free for everything, where you're not going to have anything. Gas, free. Healthcare, free. Food, free. Education, free. School, everything free. You don't have to, when I'm president, we're not going to have currency because you're not going to need it. Okay, you just go to the store and take what you want. That might work. Why work? That's how it goes. That's why all these people were crying in the streets, because there went my free education, there went everything. I wasn't gonna have to do anything. I was gonna go to college for free. I was gonna eat for free. I was gonna do everything for free. Okay. And like they said on Wayne's World, and if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its ass every time it hopped. There's nothing free, folks. There's nothing better than taking out that DIY Les Paul style guitar I made and screwing around with it and playing with it and adjusting it and saying, I put that together and I soldered the electronics in there. And now that you learn a lot more, you're like, well, if I would have done it now, I would have put like copper, I would have lined the humbuckers with where the humbuckers go with copper in there. I would have made sure like they were wax coated, and you know, but just to know that you did it, even though I got nicks in it, because you're supposed to ground the bridge, and there was no thing to ground the bridge. So, and my wife, in her ultimate wisdom, always said, well, the guy you made the guitar for, was he perfect? I said, well, Jesus was, but no, he was far from perfect. He goes, well, neither is your guitar. And that represents him. Because he was not perfect, and this guitar you made for him. And I love the thing. It's not perfect, but I love playing it because I made it. And like I said on my video I put on YouTube, I said, you know, I'm not expecting to come out of here with a 1959 Les Paul Sunburst. The thing's got a cheap 1 mil veneer on top. I think now the kits are better, and you can get them with like improved humbuckers and, you know, Grover tuners, and they have some that actually kits that have like the it's not a veneer, it's actually like a half inch piece of, you know, maple. So, but my point is, I made it with my own two hands. I paid for it. I it's mine. I earned it. you don't have much pride in something that you don't, if it's given to you. If I was given college for free, I'd be like, I have no obligation to it. I'd just party. Yep, let's go. Let's get drunk. I didn't pay for this. Now let's go party. I mean, I know when I was in college, before I went to culinary school, there were classes that like a bunch of us said, wait a minute, what's this test on? What's on this book? Wait a minute, that book was optional. No, it's not. That is required reading. Well, not by the bookstore, because we ask. I'm like, 10 of us didn't get the book. And he gave us like, how many? What did he give us, like 2 weeks? Or like a week to read the book and retake the test? Not now. I'd be like, oh, don't worry about the test. Don't worry. I'll just pass you. It's okay. That's how this new college fandangle kids are, you know. Don't worry. In life, you're just going to be able to, like, skip class, whatever. Yeah, I know you're going to be distraught that the moon's going to cover the sun and have the day off. I know you're distraught about the sun disappearing for 2 minutes. Just take the day off. It's okay. Oh, the Detroit Tigers lost? Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Just, you don't have to come in today. You can just sit at home and just wallow in sorrow because they lost. That's not how this world works. See, all the Democrats know to do is bash Trump. That's all they know to do. They don't have a game plan. They don't have anything. That's why they're screwed in 2020, because all their supporters are only chanting and saying what the hierarchy are telling them to. And it's proof when the late night talk show host was like, you know, Trump finally got rid of, the FBI director Comey. And they cheered him on, and he was hoping that they'd be like, how dare he do that? Because their agenda, their belief system, and what they wanted is him to be like executed, like, bye-bye, see ya. Democrats originally wanted Comey gone. Now, all of a sudden, they want, and these smart Democrats didn't get the message. And that's how it is. This just got to the cockles of my heart, because I loved this one. Video of anti-Trump protester in gas mask hit in the groin by police pepper ball. I was hoping they would have hit him about 8 or 9 times. You know, bang, 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 bang. But, they could have coordinated at least 3 at once. Something. It was just... That video was just, I've replayed it over and over. I think it's great. I mean, too bad it wasn't a kill shot. I mean, because, thin out the herd, We're peaceful protesters, but we got gas masks and... Lord help us. They're the ones that need the damn help, because they don't know. If they can sit there and have a one-on-one conversation with me and tell me, okay, this is what we want and here's why we want it. Trump has black people in this cabinet. Oh, but he's racist. I guess if you're against illegals, you're racist. I still like that guy that, because of things Obama did, he had to fire people. So he looked for Obama stickers. Sorry, you can't do that. Sure I can. How can I take someone that was against Obama and fire and let go of them when he's the reason why I have to let people go? I'm going to have people who supported Obama, who wanted his policies. They're the ones I'm letting go, because this policy that Obama passed was passed by a person that you supported. And since you support him and I have to let you go because of this, hey. But these kids are writing, they don't know what they're writing about. They don't know. They interview these people all the time. They're like, yeah, we got to stop this travel ban. We got to stop this travel ban. You know, it's wrong to vet people. Okay, well, let's just get a group of these people and come over to your house and party. I don't want people in my house, in my parents' house or my house that I don't know who they are. Well, what's the difference between your house and America? And then when you get done talking to them, like I've said before, when they get to talk to them, they support, they're saying they're basically in support of vetting. Well, you're marching against it. You guys out here are protesting, saying, well, I don't want to vet. We shouldn't vet. We should just let anyone in here we want to. The problem we have in this country. Like, you don't have... So there is no teenagers. So you mean to tell me with everyone in California, there is not enough people... What they should do in California is this. They won't do it. But, okay, this is what's going to happen. Okay, you want benefits? Okay. You want to keep your benefits? Or you want to get benefits? Okay. If you... There has to be enough people in California to go out and pick berries and pick fruit. Because of this, because Trump is cracking down on all this illegal immigration. Farmers are hurting because crops are rotting because they have no one to pick the fruit. Let me tell you, out of all those homeless people in California, and none of them can pick fruit. Of course, they can't pick fruit because they just want to sit up there, lie on their ass with a sign, and get free money. What I like to do is get business cards and hand them out. Here you go. What is this? Well, if you're truly serious, you'll call these. Hey, they're looking for people to work. They don't care if you ain't got a place to live. They'll help you out. Most people don't want help. They just want to sit because they can sit on a street corner and beg and get loads of money. Well, I've been here 10 minutes and I'm already over minimum wage for just sitting here doing nothing. Now, if I was to do that, I'd be one of those people if I had the money, but here you go. Thank you so much. Here's $100. Thank you for, you know, or I take the money and I donate it. I mean, there's nothing funner than going to like Target or Kmart or any, you know, like Denny's or Bob Evans and buying someone's meal. Usually it's vets, but it doesn't have to be. But this is coinciding with what I was talking about earlier. Arizona Democrat representative tells MSNBC he feels unsafe at Trump rallies. Then we get a look at where he's at. He is with protesters outside a Trump rally where he says he feels unsafe. How can you feel unsafe outside a Trump rally? I don't care who you are. Who, when Trump won the election, who was busting windows? Who was the one that was caught being paid to incite violence and riots at Trump rallies? It wasn't Trump people. It was Democrats. Sorry, but how is going to a rally and trying to get a Trump supporter to look like a loony bin, how is that solving anything? Democrats don't have any solutions, but unfortunately, most of the Republicans that are in Congress don't either. They don't care. They don't have to abide by any rules. They don't. They're kind of like, this is my salary. I'll make 80 times my salary, and no one's going to bat an eye about it because I'm a politician. Well, wait a minute here. At some point, people got to wake up and say, you know what? You know what? Enough's enough. I'm tired of the Republicans. I'm tired of the Democrats. Something's got to be done here. I want people that are held accountable. This lady, I want to. If I could meet her, I would kiss her. She was on Fox News Outnumbered. Dragon McDonald. And she said, look at all these Republicans, these moderate Republicans that voted on the campaign of repeal and replace Obamacare. And what did they do? They voted to keep Obamacare. And what was she talking about? Because there's a crap load of Republicans in the Republican Party that are basically in name only. They're basically Democrats. That's the problem you have. Most people in the Republican Party are Democrats, like today's Democrats. And the other half of the Republicans are Reagan-era Democrats. They're basically a Democrat, but they're the Reagan era. The because the right has shifted so left, and the left has shifted even further left, most Democrats on the left are socialist. I'm going to call a spade a spade. Sue me. They're most 90% of all Democrats are socialist. That they want socialism in this country. Most half of the Republicans in the Republican Party are basically a Ronald Reagan era Democrat. They're a Walter Mondale. But that's what has got to change. It's, you know, we finally, with a lot of people felt with Trump, it's not, I'm not voting the lesser of the two evils. And it's nice to see someone on Fox News call out these people like Glenn Beck did. He was at a CPAC convention, and Glenn Beck several years ago called out like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and John McCain as progressives, as liberals. And he was scorned over the table for it. But he was right. Again. And because Glenn Beck said he might vote Hillary, which I think was mainly probably just to get publicity. Who knows why he did it. But I'm not going to blow smoke up like with Manchester United. I'm not going to agree with everything Jose Mourinho does. I'm not going to agree with everything Trump does or everything people do. But hey, but that's the hypocrisy on the left. This is a great story because Rottenham concert canceled after terror warning and van was caught with gas bottles found. I think we're not going to get everybody, but we're going to get a lot of people. We're going to stop a lot of things. And it's not just America. It's all nations looking out. The problem you have is a lot of countries don't want to profile. Okay, well, this guy looks like a suspicious person. See, they need to have most countries, what the terrorists need to realize is dress up like a Muslim, and then you can't, then they won't get touched because, well, that's profiling. Just because he looks, okay, I'm, okay, wow. I'd be like, well, I didn't even notice he was in that garb. I just know this is what I'm talking about. I see suspicious activity. Well, no, we can't do anything because, see, he, you know, you're profiling because he looks Muslim. No, I'm profiling him because of the suspicious activity. But it supposedly was a van with Spanish plates. And it's nice to see the Dutch police stopping this. And we all need to be vigilant. It don't matter where you live. You know, we need to be diligent about this, and I think stuff's going to happen, and it's going to be, I get asked this question a lot when people come up to me or they know who I am, So how do we stop ISIS? How do we get rid of ISIS? That is the number one question I probably get asked from Facebook or whatever. When people just shoot the bull with me. And for me, it's going to be hard because it's an ideology. It's not like, okay, well, all we have to do is go to ISIS Island and kill them all. Because there are people that believe that rhetoric in the United States. And this is what's scary, but this is true. Where's the story? Yeah. It's a college Republican says he got violent threats after he asked a Muslim group to condemn terrorist attacks. Which goes to prove my point. This is a San Diego State University student. That true, if I guess I look at it like this. If you do not support what Muslims are doing with these terror attacks, then you're not a Muslim. That's how I feel. You should not be calling yourself a Muslim if you read the Quran and you claim you're a Muslim. If you would come out and condemn these attacks, then in my opinion, you're not a Muslim. A true Muslim believes in mass chaos. We need to have mass killings because, first of all, it's going to bring Jesus here. You know, Allah's going to come. I have a lot of friends on Facebook that are like very, very left. I had one friend that he's not on Facebook anymore. He was like, his political beliefs were communism. So I see all sides of it. And we don't always see eye to eye, but we understand each other that, you know, I have friends that like, we'll have knockout, drag out fights for politics, but then we're like, you know what? Remember, Jesus is king. You know, but it's just how it is. But I truly believe this proves my point. He asked him, okay, you need to condemn these attacks. And he's gotten threats. But that's how it is. That's how it is, though. Oh, but they're the peaceful people. But then I am one of those people that if you go back to like, and I'm moving on to a little quick segment, but to talk about what I'm talking about. In my opinion, Joseph Smith believed in having more than one wife. If you are a true Mormon and you belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Joseph Smith believed in having more than one wife. So if you truly don't believe that, then you don't believe what, you know. And some people say, well, because of all this stuff now, it's frowned upon, and, you know, my belief is like that. True Muslims believe in mass killings and all this stuff because we need to have mass chaos to bring Jesus and all this stuff. But then there's the 1% that like, oh, I'm a Muslim and I condemn these attacks, and, you know, it's a disgrace because the Quran doesn't teach that and all this. I'm like, well, then preach it. Preach it, because I don't see that. But it's nice to have places like Rotterdam and the Dutch police stopping some of this nonsense. I got me a new friend. Yes, I did, folks. Over the weekend, I got me a new friend. Mavis L. Wenzinski from Massachusetts. She's the Powerball winner. Look her up and start asking for money. I only say that because I had a friend that won $1 million on a scratch off, and by the time she was done, she only got $495,000, and she had to basically go into seclusion because she had people she hadn't seen in 10 years coming out demanding money and asking if she got a dollar, if she gave a dollar away to every person that asked for it, she wouldn't have a penny. She had people writing, like the guy that I think it was in New Mexico that won $59 million in the New Mexico state lottery. 6-7 years later, he still get like 60 letters a day. Like 6 to 7 years later, he was still getting like 60 letters every day from people. Every day. That's why I'm surprised she came out, because the person that won in Lafayette, my hometown, he went anonymous. And I know he worked at SIA, so. See, what I keep working and stuff that way. You know, it'd be less obvious. I mean, if I won that kind of money, like, okay, give me like a 2010 Jeep and load it up, you know, make sure it works, and there you go. I got me a car. I keep my Mustang that I have. Wow. But I read a story that, like, if you were to get the $758,700,000 Powerball jackpot winning amount, if you took the lump sum in some states, by the time you were done, it'd be down to $258 million. Because you know who the real winner is in the Powerball. It's already decided. Uncle Sam. And I guess this one state says, like, well, like, if the jackpot winner came from Indiana, that hundred and some million or whatever that comes out or whatever from the federal, and on the money that the state gets, that goes to the state. And I guess the place where the winning ticket was won, they get like 50,000. That goes to, they're going to donate that all to charity. Because I guess every state, supposedly where I've heard, is different. So depending where you live, some convenience stores. Because I heard there was one, like, where these two people won in two different states, and in one state, no matter what the jackpot is, you get like $10,000 for your store for the winning number, and in another state they get like a percentage of it, so they got way more. But then the one person got like crap loads more money because they split the jackpot, because in their state they don't have any tax on lottery winnings in the state, and the other one they had like high tax, and so. It's just one of those things that it's interesting. Officials in Virginia, as I move on, are renaming the Jefferson Davis Memorial Highway and are taking suggestions from the public. In my opinion, I'm glad I never have been to Virginia, and nor will I go if they do change the name of the highway. But my suggestion for the name change is it's this. The new Jefferson Davis Memorial Highway. That should be the new name of it. It's different. It has the new in front of it. Makes it totally different. Damn, if that's, you know, I mean, what's next? Are we going to rename Washington, D.C.? Why don't we just eliminate all? I mean, like that, I think it was back in the day, there was a statue of one of the kings from England, and they demolished it. And there was like Democrats, and too, they demolished it. No, we've forgotten all about this stuff. Like, well, there's a lot of people that when you ask them now, these kids don't know who we fought to win our independence, who won the Revolutionary War, who we fought in it. I wish we would have kept it and had it in a museum or something, so that we know our history. You know, no matter what you were race, a black owner was still the first slave owner. Yes, a black man was a slave owner. And it was a black man who gave false information to the British to help us win the Revolutionary War. That's not going to change if you erase history. Thousands of blacks were hung in trees. That's not going to change if you eliminate Confederate monuments. And what did the South say, you know, if things go south, we will rise again. you don't have to support Confederate monuments or things to support them being there. Okay. You don't have to agree with the lynching of blacks, but it's part of our history. It should be taught so we know this is what happened. And this is where I think we're going back to. This country is going backwards because you have stupid, idiotic kids that are out there fighting for who knows what they are because they don't know. If Black Lives truly mattered, then you would be having protests about all lives. Because, like Antifa and Lice, they don't care. They don't make no sense. They're just calling Trump a racist. Oh, he wants to put up a wall. Okay, so then I guess you support human trafficking. I guess you want to make it easier for them to traffic humans. For everyone that's against the border wall, I think they should have to spend a week or 2 weeks or longer with the Border Patrol and see what they deal with. Okay? If you're against the border wall, then we need to make sure that your house or apartment does not have a lock on the door. Why not? You don't want a lock or a door on the United States. You think anyone that wants to come in this country should come in this country, no questions asked, no ID, no nothing? Then if that's the case, then if you don't want a wall, then you shouldn't be in support of locks on your doors. But that's what they want to do. Let's rename everything. We got 2 minutes. We got to rename all these highways because, and this one guy goes, well, then you need to rename all the Martin Luther King because I'm offended by that. See, what you need to do is have all these conservatives out there. We need to rename all these Martin Luther King. Well, see, Martin Luther King was against gays. So, that offends me being gay. So we need to rename all these Martin Luther King roads and that's where we're headed, folks. Like I've said before, pick anything. Just go through an English dictionary, put on a word, and tell me that word, and I could come up with some bullcrap way to say I'm offended by it. Yes, I'm sure you are. This is amazing. Hillary Clinton says Trump made her skin crawl, but the rebound will make her face red. During the second presidential debate between Trump and Clinton, a lot of people noticed the way Trump always appeared to be behind her. While it's likely that he was simply trying to stay on camera while she was answering questions, the town hall style of debate allowed both candidates the freedom to move around the stage throughout the event. She claimed that it came off as creepy. And with the upcoming release of Clinton's new book, What Happened, she reportedly sheds some light on how she was feeling during the debate. This is not okay. I thought it was the second presidential debate and Donald Trump was looming behind me. We were on a small stage and no matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces that was increasingly uncomfortable. He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled. That's just too funny. But so did Clinton's critics. Well, Hillary Clinton, you obviously make a lot of American skin crawl, which is why you lost. The truth. But I guess she probably was so used to Bill doing that to other women that it probably just reminded her of that, and, you know, hey. This kind of teed me off. I want to get into this really quick, but Calgary Airport apologized for putting Lexus-only parking spots over its disabled spots. I have a disability placard, and many of you know I have a myopathy, and I guess Lexus is sponsoring this airport, or part of it, and they had these Lexus-only luxury parking spots for, like, Lexus owners, and they took, like, these disability spots, like, five or six of them, and they put Lexus-only over them. So it's kind of like, wait a minute, and I guess they were up in arms. No. If they wouldn't have, I don't know why they used those. I don't know what the Canadian laws is for disabilities or whatever, but it's one of those things, you know, that makes you wonder. This is radio, so you don't get to see the video, and you don't, you got to have a strong stomach to watch the video, but this is something that at least something's being done about it. But if you got kids, you probably want them to leave. But kind of graphic, but there is a Denver school, as an East Denver high school, that the principal, the vice principal, I guess the athletic director, and like the cheer coaches are all on leave and possibly going to be fired because there's graphic video of the cheerleaders being forced to do splits and some of them cursing and screaming in pain because they're being forced to do the splits and they're being held down. And the one video I saw that they showed, they had people talking over it. I watched it for the show so I can say, hey, this is what's going on, and it makes me sick. But the East principal, Andy Menzelberger, and assistant principal Lisa Porter, and East cheer coach Ozell Williams, East assistant cheer coach Mariah Gladys, and DPS, the Deputy General Counsel Michael Hickman, are on leave pending a full investigation of this. Because I can't do the splits. My myopathy wouldn't allow it. I'd be in excruciating. You'd be tearing my muscles. And I guess when they like pushed them off, like okay, whatever. I mean, like, they didn't care. They're cursing, they're screaming. And it's nice to see that something's being done because it's just videotaped and apparent. And from what I'm told, you only see one of the girls. There's like seven that were filmed. And they're holding their arms and holding them down and forcing them to do the splits. Sickening. It's sickening. And it's nice to see that something's being done about it. That they're not. This is not going to go unpunished. Now, in that instance, okay, here's some evidence. Okay, if you got, okay, in some ways, I'll go like this. If you got video of me shooting someone, okay, prove you're innocent. We got video of you doing this. It's undisputable. If there's video that shows you shooting someone, okay, then something needs to be done, okay? This is what's up. Now that we have this situation and we got all this evidence, something needs to be done. You know, something needs to be done. That's just wrong. And it's nice to see that hopefully as updates happen, I think we will have people come through and I think heads are going to roll because parents are going to be like, well, bye-bye. I want to get into this one because this is a great, great, great story. And now you can bring, if you had any kids listening, bring them back in the room because maybe this might be them someday. Police officers. And I said, yes, police officers rescue a man from intersection after wheelchair died. Sand Creek officers Devin, Mikey, and Zachary, G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S. I'm not a teacher and I cannot pronounce names. Were dispatched to a man in the wheelchair in the intersection of North Shelton Road. The partial and partial drive, I guess. Portal drive. Weird names. They found the man whose electric wheelchair ran out of power, and the officers pushed the man to the IHOP to get him plugged in to recharge the wheelchair. They brought him a steak and egg breakfast. The man said he had been stuck for hours. He related the cars had been passing him, but no one would stop. I'd have been there in a heartbeat. I'd been like, I know what it's like to have a muscle issue and be in pain and all this. And maybe someday I'll need a wheelchair. And I just want someone to treat me like they're treated. I always refer back to the blind side. We don't accept Michael Orr because of sports. We accept him because it's the right thing to do. See that wording under the emblem, Christian? With a bye-bye to repaint over it. You know, you do it because it's the right thing. You may hate the person, but you help them out because someday you want someone to do the same to you. Enough of that story, folks. It's just a great thing. But I hope people see that and want to do something. And someday help out. Don't care. You know, and say, hey, look. Someone helps out my own kid because I showed them this story and they learned. That's how this world works. You know, I believe in karma. I believe if you do good, good comes back to you. In some form or another. Now, if you guys try to buddy up with Mavis L. Wanzinski, I didn't. Good luck. Because she's going to have millions of people trying to buddy-buddy with her. And I guarantee you, every person that contacted her, she gave them $1, she'd probably be bankrupt. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And as the transfer window comes to an end, folks, it's a never-ending transfer window that's finally coming to an end, and my thoughts on the transfer window, and I think we'll get one more signing. Perisic still has not signed. £50 million, get him to United. We need another winger. Yeah, we're doing great now, but we're not going to win 4-0 forever, because once we start getting in and we start taking on the Champions League and we play 3 times a week between the Champions League and the Premier League and FA Cup, all these things going on, it's going to be something that's going to be huge. And as many of you know, the UEFA Champions League group stage draw was today. Manchester United got in Group A with Benfica, Basel, and CSKA Moscow. Benfica is going to be a challenge, but I think realistically, we'll get through the group stage And if we make it anything past the quarterfinals, will be a blessing to the team. Group two had Paris, Bayern Munich, Anderlecht, and Celtic. Group C, Chelsea, Atletico, Roma, and Korabag. Group D was Juventus and Barcelona and Olympicus and Sporting CP. Group E had Liverpool and Sevilla and Spartak Nevada, Moscova and Marbra. Group F had Man City and Nepal and Thunderoid and Charkodomske. I hate these. Some of these names are really hard to pronounce. Monaco and Porto and Leipzig and I can't even pronounce that one team. B-E-S-I-K-T-A-S. Beşiktaş. Real Madrid is in Group H with Tottenham and Opel and Dortmund. So we'll get out of the group stage. And if we get it to the quarterfinals, that will be a success. I think it's great that we got Zlatan Ibrahimović playing for United. He's going to be, it's not going to be until like the end of October before he's healthy enough. But everyone's like, oh, he needs to play. He's never played number 10, first off. He never has. We need him as a backup because, I mean, we're doing okay now, but once you start getting three games in, we need another winger to get some crosses into the box, but we need to get some depth on the bench so that if we have injuries or something, or, you know, we can play a variety of players. It's just how the story goes. That's what we need. I mean, I think we are a team that's you know, we got. If I think we need to get one more player, whether it's Thomas Lemar or it's Perisic. Perisic really wants to come. They need to do £50 million, get him. We need depth. Even if it's Lamar, we'll have some depth in the bench to play people so we can get people rest. And that's crucial. I mean, it's crucial with this team that we have some depth on the bench so that we can play some people. And we can't be predictable. You know, I mean, the we cannot be predictable because that's going to kill us. The 3-5-2, if we keep playing that, people are going to catch on. You know, we need to play the 3-4-3 every once in a while. We need to mix it up. I mean, our once we take on a team like Tottenham or Liverpool or one of the top teams that once they start playing and show that they're really good, it's going to see how we are. You know, every team's got about a, it's gonna need about a month in to see how they're doing and how they're playing, and you know, and I think we need to start stacking some. These 4-0 victories are great. We need to keep them coming because they're not gonna last. You know, it's only a matter of time where it's gonna be a 2-1 or a 1-1 or 2-2. You know, and it just seemed like this transfer window was never gonna end. And are we going to get Neymar? Are we going to get Verratti? You know, are we still going to get Perisic? Are we going to get Lamar? Who, you know, is Ronaldo possibly? I really didn't expect anyone from Real Madrid to go. Now, it would have been cool if United would have said, okay, here you go, Ronaldo. Here's £150 million. If you want to come, here it is. Here's an offer. If you don't, fine. But if you want to come, here's 200 million pounds or £150 million. Now, I think he would have came back if Alex Ferguson was still managing. If he hadn't have decided to leave, I think, well, Robert Van Persie wouldn't have left. I love Robert Van Persie. He wouldn't have left. You know, I think he would have came back. From what I'm understanding, we've got De Gea this year, but next year I'm almost positive he's going to go to Real Madrid. And I think you need to be looking at a backup so that we have when Real Madrid, so when he goes to Real Madrid, not this season, but next season, we have someone to back. We have someone to back up. Real Madrid. If he's going to go, and we need to have someone to back up when he goes to Real Madrid. So that's kind of how that goes. And I see that becoming an issue. So, and I don't want to have, and if we don't win, he can say, hey, this is who I wanted. These are the players that I wanted, and I didn't get the players I wanted. Sorry, folks, but don't blame me. This is who I wanted. I wanted these players, and I didn't get who I wanted. And he would have a right to complain because he wanted this many players, and he'd have every right to complain and saying, hey, I wanted at least four, maybe five, but I didn't even get four. I mean, we need to get one more. We need to get some depth. And if we don't, with Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming back, it'll help. But I think in the January transfer window, that short window, we need to look into trying to get somebody. Cause I'm pretty much assured come next season, De Gea is going to be in Real Madrid. And that's fine. Have him go back home. But remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye, and thanks for listening.